Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Is natural selection still influencing human evolution? Stephen Stearns, professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at Yale University, is studying factors impacting our development as a species.
Has modern medicine reduced mortality so much that we no longer experience natural selection? Are humans still evolving? A trip to a cemetery brings home how many infants died young and how many women died in childbirth right through the 19th century. That observation points to an essential fact. Selection operates through differences in reproductive success, the number of children that different people have per lifetime, not just through differences in mortality. We decided to see how selection operated on the population of Framingham, Massachusetts during the 20th century. Framingham has been the focus of a long-term study of factors contributing to heart disease. It began in 1948 and continues today. So far, three generations have been followed, grandparents, parents, and grandchildren. We studied the correlations between traits and reproductive success and found that selection was acting to cause gradual evolutionary change, shaping women to be slightly shorter and stouter, to have lower cholesterol and lower blood pressure, to have their first child earlier, and to reach menopause later. Selection continued to act because different women had different numbers of children. We also found a relationship between reproduction and mortality. Women who had one or two children lived longer than those who did not have any, but women who had three or more children lost about a year of life for each additional child. We searched for genes associated with this cost and found several that have been linked to cancer. Evolution in humans has not stopped, but culture, particularly the part of culture represented by medical technology, has become the strongest contributor to selection acting on humans. Because cultural developments are hard to predict, future human evolution is hard to predict. As Yogi Berra said, prediction is difficult, particularly about the future.
That was Stephen Stearns of Yale University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.